If, you might say, yesterday at that time I had already...
Eat breakfast. That's the way I'd say it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday at 9 o'clock I'd already eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. That's the way I'd say it. Maybe that's not right, but I mean...
Mm-hmm. Last week I breakfast every day.
At 9 o'clock, maybe, or the same time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to eat breakfast from now on. Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. or, you know.
What might you eat with breakfast? What drink with breakfast?
Well, I don't know. Mostly I drink coffee. Mm-hmm. In other words, I get up every morning and the coffee pot's already ready. My wife fixes it that night where it come on, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock. And I get up anywhere between 4 and mm-hmm. 8. So I'll get a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Mm-hmm. So as soon as she hears me up, she'll get up and cook me some bacon and eggs, toast. Mm-hmm. And, preserve some kind of figs, or if I want them. Mm-hmm. That's what I usually eat for breakfast. Mm-hmm. I don't eat cereal. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like cereal. Mm-hmm. That's all my daddy would eat, cereal. Yeah. For breakfast, that's his diet, cereal.
How do you drink your coffee, generally?
Direct from the cup. Mm-hmm. I just pour it in the cup, and I use a little milk in it, I don't sweeten it. Mm-hmm. And I just drink it directly.
Some people drink it a little differently. They pour it in...
Shorter.
Yeah.
Well, all the old people, a lot of them, mm-hmm. drink it out there. But now that was only parts of... They was cooling it, you know. Mm-hmm. Was, they claimed it was awful impolite to mm-hmm. do that. But it wasn't for them. They had it home and they could short it if they wanted to, mm-hmm. to cool it. But now, these are coffee makers now you got. Mm-hmm. They make the coffee. Mm-hmm. And then they hold it at a certain mm-hmm. temperature. Mm-hmm. See, it's just drinking hot, really. Mm-hmm. It's not boiling. You can't drink a... You take a tin bucket or mm-hmm. a regular old coffee pot you set on the wood stove, mm-hmm. and when that coffee sets there so long, you can't drink it, because mm-hmm. it'll burn you up. It's mm-hmm. a lot hotter than our perk coffee. Mm-hmm. And that's why they did. They called it saucering it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you drink, what kinds of different ways would you drink coffee? If you didn't saucer it, you could drink it maybe. If you didn't put anything in it, what would you call that?
Well, black coffee. Mm-hmm. My wife drinks black coffee. Mm-hmm. He just poured out of water, drink mm-hmm. it just like that. Mm-hmm. But I always sort of pep mine up a little with some milk, cream mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have just regular sweet milk, homogenized milk. Mm-hmm. That's what I mostly put in. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I know. Of course, some of them sweeten it, you know. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, do help it, a little salt. Mm-hmm. I put a pinch of salt in mine sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bitter. Mm-hmm. A little bitter, maybe a little too strong. Mm-hmm.
Take the edge off of it.
Yeah. Quite mm-hmm. salt helps.
If you're going to put milk in your coffee, you'd say you're drinking your coffee with?
With just milk.
Mm-hmm. If you're not going to drink it with milk, you'd say you're drinking your coffee without?
Without milk. Mm-hmm. Or with just milk. Mm-hmm.
What would you drink if you're thirsty?
Water. Mm-hmm. If I want to quench your thirst. Mm-hmm. Of course, a soft drink will help a minute or two. Mm-hmm. But it really won't hit the spot. I mean for me. Mm-hmm.